Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, March 14th. In today's episode, a panel studying the feasibility of One Nation, One Election has unanimously suggested starting it in 2029. Congress slams the government over poll commissioner picks. The latest in seat sharing for the Lok Sabha elections and TikTok app faces a ban threat in the United States. First up, a committee led by former President Ramnath Kovind submitted a report on government's One Nation, One Election push, which proposes simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The panel, set up in September last year, has studied best practices from other countries, consulted 39 political parties, economists, and the Election Commission of India. It said today it backs the idea but calls for a legally sustainable mechanism that can break and realign existing electoral cycles. This isn't a new concept for the country. Simultaneous elections were held in India from 1951 to 1967. But the cycle got disrupted due to premature dissolution of some legislative assemblies in 1968 and 1969, a problem this panel was asked to solve. The panel suggests One Nation, One Election can kick off in 2029 with simultaneous state and general elections, while other elections like municipal and panchayat can later be brought into the ambit of One Election formula 100 days later. The Kovind panel revealed that 15 political parties opposed the idea, which was a part of BJP's manifesto in 2014 and 2019. Congress is one of the 15 parties opposed to the idea. It suggests simultaneous elections have no place in a country with parliamentary proceedings. While according to Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, simultaneous elections represent financial savings since it cuts down on deployment of poll officials and security forces several times each year and reduces costs incurred by the public exchequer and political parties on their campaigns. Next, the selection panel for electing election commission officers is rigged in the government's favour. Leader of the opposition, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, claimed today. He further alleged that bureaucrats Sukhbir Sandhu and Gyanesh Kumar were already selected as the commissioners before the panel met today. Mr. Chaudhary is a part of the panel chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to select two election commissioners to assist Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar as the poll body prepares for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The panel also has Union Home Minister Amit Shah. The Congress leader said he had given a dissent note questioning the procedure of selection. Mr. Sandhu and Mr. Kumar are retired IAS officers. Mr. Sandhu is from Uttarakhand cadre of IAS and Mr. Kumar is from the Kerala cadre. Mr. Sandhu has earlier held key government positions, including the Chief Secretary of Uttarakhand and Chairman of National Highways Authority of India. Mr. Kumar has served as Secretary in the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs and the Amit Shah-led Ministry of Corporation. Meanwhile, addressing a press conference today, Mr. Chaudhary accused the government of not providing information about shortlisted candidates in advance or details despite request. Notably, the Supreme Court will hear a plea to include the Chief Justice of India in the selection panel on Friday. In March of 2023, a 5-judge constitution bench of the court had ruled that the Chief Election Commissioner and election commissioners shall be appointed on the advice of a committee comprising the Prime Minister, Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha and the Chief Justice of India. However, following this mandate, Centre introduced and passed the Chief Election Commissioner and Other Election Commissioners Appointment, Conditions of Service and Terms of Office Bill in 2023, which aimed to regulate the appointment and services of the Chief and other election commissioners. The bill dropped the Chief Justice of India from the selection panel. And next, updates from the race for Lok Sabha 2024. BJP has secured the support from Chirag Paswan's faction of the Lok Jan Shakti Party amid Opposition India's bloc rumoured alliance offers to him in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. The NDA in Bihar has also reached a seat-sharing deal for the state's 40 seats. BJP will lead the team with 17 seats. Nitish Kumar's JDU will fight from 16 seats, leaving 5 seats for Chirag Paswan's LJP, while Upendra Kushwaha and Jitan Ram Manjhi's parties will contest from 1 seat each. BJP also added a new leader in Punjab. Former Congress MP from Punjab's Patiala, Praneet Kaur joined the Bharatiya Janata Party. She's also former Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh's wife. Her daughter and Punjab BJP leader Jai Inder Kaur claimed in an interview it was the humiliation by Congress that led to her mother joining the BJP, who was suspended by the grand old party last year. Ms. Kaur is likely to contest from Patiala, a seat she has held from 1999 to 2014 and then from 2019 till now. Meanwhile, a BJP alliance partner in Maharashtra has been summoned by the Supreme Court. The top court has sought a response from the Nationalist Congress Party faction of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar on why it was using the pictures and clock symbol of the group led by his uncle Sharad Pawar for political purposes. Senior Pawar's counsel has argued, quote, "This would be comic if it weren't tragic for us. Free and fair elections are a part of democracy and the basic structure. If you have the guts, get your votes yourself. Why do you want to piggyback on our goodwill?" Unquote. The Ajit Pawar faction has been asked to give an undertaking by March 18th, following which the court will hear the matter on March 19th. Breaking from breaking news, New Orleans may be facing one of their toughest drug cases yet. A group of rats allegedly stealing from the police. Rats that managed to get into an evidence room at a decaying police headquarters building have been eating confiscated marijuana. The police superintendent told the city council on Wednesday, quote, "They are all high," unquote. But it's a serious matter. The police have raised complaints about terrible working conditions in the damaged building. Apart from the drug-addicted rats, they also have mold and other health risk. Hopefully, the city council will relocate them. Now back to news. Popular social media platform TikTok may soon be banned in the United States. On Wednesday, the US House of Representatives voted on a landmark bill to ban TikTok unless it severs ties with its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, amid growing concerns about China's influence over TikTok. Notably, the Indian government has already banned the Chinese app because of security concerns. The US bill was passed with 352 in favor and 65 against it. To become a law, it needs to be cleared by the Senate and be signed off by the President. President Joe Biden has already declared he will sign off on the ban as soon as the bill gets cleared by the Senate. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin had earlier claimed the move would come back to bite the US, adding today, quote, "If so-called reasons of national security can be used to arbitrarily suppress excellent companies from other countries, then there is no fairness and no justice at all," unquote. He added that if anyone copies someone else's good idea, they have a bandit logic. China's Commerce Ministry spokesperson vowed Beijing would, quote, "take all necessary measures," unquote, to protect the interests of his companies overseas, adding that Washington should provide an open, fair, just, and non-discriminatory environment for foreign companies to invest and operate in the United States. Mike Gallagher, a Wisconsin Republican who co-authored the bill, said the US could not take the risk of having a dominant news platform in America controlled or owned by a company that is beholden to the Chinese Communist Party. The senators who voted for the ban claim they want TikTok's ownership to be US-based, so it does not threaten the country. However, experts believe it would be a tough ask to find buyers for the app, valued at around $268 billion. Notably, Donald Trump has expressed concerns about this ban. He claims kids will go crazy if this app is taken away. And lastly, Sariska Tiger Reserve in Rajasthan has new family members. Tigress ST12 has three new babies. The reserve's field director, Mahendra Sharma, said the 10-year-old tigress was captured in a camera trap with three cubs near Alwar. They appear to be around 3 months old. The latest addition brings the total count of big cats in the reserve to 33. Mr. Sharma said, "This is a promising development for our conservation efforts," adding that the Forest Department has intensified security measures to ensure the safety of ST12 and her cubs. Enhanced surveillance, including 24-hour monitoring with camera traps and tracking efforts, have been implemented across the reserve. With the arrival of these three new cubs, the tiger population at Sariska Tiger Reserve now consists of 11 males, 14 females, and 8 cubs. Definitely good news for animals who are listed as endangered in the country. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.